This is going to be epic. Hold on to your seats.
WFOD starts now.
So, you know, check it out. Woo!
Every time an opportunity presents itself, no matter what it is, you will say yes.
It sounds slower. I don't know why it does. That's weird.
You said you had a new computer. You just must have that set to slow down, right?
Got to set down to slow down, you know?
Yeah, I think it's probably default. It's trying to get everybody to slow down.
Guys, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Travis.
The Albino!
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we got one hell of a show for you tonight. There's a whole lot going on, Travis, you know? It's a busy week.
A whole lot of shaking.
And I'll tell you something, Travis. This show is costing me $350, so I'm really hoping to get some enjoyment out of it.
$350?
So here's what happened, Travis. Computer died. Well, my computer didn't die. My computer was making a lot of noise, so I needed to get another computer, right? I could probably fix the computer that I have, but time is of the essence, Travis. I got a show to do, right?
Right.
Bought a new computer, $350. Well, $350 before tax, so probably closer to $400. This show is expensive, Travis.
This is a good time to remind people about our Patreon account. they don't make even... You could have fixed it, but they don't really make electronics anymore for you to fix. Like, you can... There are some places you can take it in and be like, hey, take a look at this. And usually they'll say, well, it's a piece of shit. There's nothing we can do about it. But we might be able to get some stuff off the hard drive.
Right. So, no. I bought the computer, and I drove around. It was a whole goddamn thing, and I got it set up. And when I plugged in my other computer works fine now.
Oh, well, perfect.
So I don't know what the hell was going on, what I freaked out about, but I turned it off for a couple days, and maybe it just needed a rest.
Sometimes they do need those rests.
It just needs to take a little nappy.
Where did you buy this new? Was it Big Tasty's Computer Emporium that you purchased this?
Big Tasty's? I don't think we have those here, Travis. I think that's a regional reference.
Oh, it might be. Very regional. Like, they don't exist.
You made up Big Tasty's.
I made it up.
Come on down to Big Tasty's Computer Emporium.
Mm-hmm.
No. I went to Best Buy, Travis.
There's still brick and mortar Best Buys out there?
There's a couple. And I went to two today. Travis, I'm just saying, I don't want you to feel guilty. I just want you to know we need to get $350 worth of enjoyment out of this show.
Well, so far, I think we're up to about a buck and a quarter.
Napier is supposed to be here. He just isn't yet.
Well, he's always supposed to be here.
He just isn't yet. He's en route, he said. So we'll see. Travis, I find myself in another predicament this week beyond the broken computer. I had a flagpole holder thing on the house.
What kind of flag did you fly?
Well, and I noticed it last summer, and I said, you know what, God damn it, I got that flagpole thing on my house. I should really put a flag on it. And I mean, like, I'm not one of those guys that's going to get a Halloween flag and a Thanksgiving flag and stuff, you know? I mean, like, there's really only one flag you can fly, the flag of America. Right? What other flag am I going to fly, Travis? Am I going to get a pirate flag?
I would have probably, just because it's me, I would have flown, like, the Hydra symbol from the front of
get a Hydra flag? Can you even
like
get those?
The Hydra flag. Oh, yeah, you can get Hydra flags. Just look online. It's like the, what is that, that weird serpent skull crossbones thing? It's, like, usually on a green background with a white weird serpent thing. Yeah, I would have flew that.
Well, I purchased an American flag. I flew it all summer long. It blew in the breeze. Every morning when I went out to get in my car, I looked at it and said, fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
America, baby.
And as the summer wore on, the flag, it got kind of faded, and the ends started to fray a bit.
I assume you didn't go all out and buy the most expensive American flag that you could find. I'm sure you probably found a medium-priced American flag that probably does not stand up to the elements. Am I correct?
Well, I got a special at Lowe's. It came with the pole. And I was jazzed that I got a bargain. And so I buy this goddamn flag, and now it looks like shit. So now I'm like, I'm flying a shitty looking flag. And I mean, I don't want to be the guy who's flying a flag that looks all like it's been through a war.
You're going to get a lot of people pissed off about your shitty looking flag.
Well, so I took it down.
As you should.
And I rolled it up and I put it in the garage and I said, you know, I'll deal with this problem when it gets warm out again. And so through the last couple of seasons, it has rested in my garage. And you know, it's getting warm out again. And so like I'm tasked with what to do with this damn flag. And so I purchased a new flag to replace the old flag. America again. Travis, what am I going to do? Travis, what am I going to do? What flag am I going to get? I have this flag holder. I got to get a flag to put in it. Or I guess I could just take the flag holder down.
Yeah, that would solve your problem going forward. Was just take the flag holder down so you don't feel obligated to fly a flag at all. Because in reality, if you're flying an American flag, you should be taking it down every day and packing it away so it's not getting exposed to the elements.
Guys, welcome Napier to the show. Napier's here.
Everybody. Hi, friends.
Hi, Napier. Napier, on your way in, did you notice my brand new American flag?
No, I didn't see
it. You didn't even see it? It's huge. It's a huge, oversized American flag. I bought a new one, and it's vinyl.
Well, I should have put it somewhere more prominent.
Can I ask you, did you use the old flag to start your last, like, bonfire? Because they do burn
really well. See, that's what my dad told me, Travis, is that apparently you can't just throw your old American flag in the garbage.
You absolutely can, and we're protected by the freedoms that we so enjoy.
No, he said you can't, Travis. It's against the rules of flag ownership. Now that I'm a flag owner, I have certain rules that I must abide by. And he said that you either have to burn the flag, which I was told was a bad thing to do.
You can't burn it in protest. You burn it in solidarity of its, service.
Burning it is better than just throwing it in the garbage.
Yeah, you don't throw it in the garbage.
You should do it in the middle of your cul-de-sac, though. Like, take it out there in the middle of the road, and hopefully it's when most people are, like, driving home from work, and then just set that fucking thing on fire.
he said that my other option, and there's only two, there's two options. You can either set it on fire, or you can take it to a fire station. I guess you just go knock on the door of the firehouse and you hand them a flag and said, I don't know what to do with this.
Like
and
I did with my last unwanted baby?
Yeah, unwanted babies and old flags. Those are the two things you could take to the fire station.
I wonder if there's like a section in the fireman's handbook that says this is, okay, so now that you're a fireman, these are a couple of the things besides fire you're going to have to deal with.
Right, right. You've got to dispose of flags. It's part of your duty.
Biscuits of babies left on your fireman doorstep.
I wonder if that's part of fire training, Travis, so you go through Get Rid of Flag Day. In the chat room, Mshell says, there are too many rules. I am not buying an American flag. I agree with her. You don't want to get started because then it's just this cycle.
You also can't wear one as clothing.
They made Budweiser like 4 or 5 years ago made like a series of swimsuits that were for ladies, like bikinis, and also men, which were bottoms, obviously, unless you identify differently, that prominently displayed the American flag, the stars and stripes, and said Budweiser on them.
I've just got to keep it. I just got to keep it forever. I just got to put it in my garage.
Does it have some kind of symbolism for you outside of it being a flag?
How am I going to get rid of it? I'm not going to go talk to some fireman. He's going to look at me like I'm a fool.
What's it made out of?
It's made out of like cloth.
Send an email. Say, hey, I got this flag. Told that you fire
send
people.
Send an email to who? The fireman?
The fireman. There's like a fire station. They probably have an email address. Contact us. You contact them and say, hey, listen, my dad told me that I either had to burn this flag and I'm afraid of starting something else on fire when I do that, or I had to drop it off by you guys.
I mean, advice? Like, what if, like, my neighbors see me out there catching flags on fire?
Well, you raise a glass of sangria to them in a toast.
They'll all think that I'm some kind of maniac.
And they'll leave you alone, the best kind of neighbors.
I'm not a very intimidating force.
Well, if you're outside in your boxer shorts and no top and you're drinking sangria out of a tumbler and burning an American flag in your driveway, it's not all about looking intimidating.
I was mocked on the Hot crazy. Butter podcast, Travis. They said that I dress like a dork.
That's all they do is mock people on that podcast.
They called my Nike flip-flops, they called them urban sandals.
They kind of are.
Look, I don't like shoes. I like my feet to breathe. I feel like when I put the shoes and the socks on, it's not natural.
That's because you have boat feet.
And a nice wingtip doesn't go with shorts very well, so.
Yeah, they said I dress like a dork.
Oh, you can do whatever you want to a Confederate flag.
A Confederate flag?
Yeah. Confederate flag, you can burn
They're
it.
Not liked by either side.
No, they don't like
you do whatever you want to them.
Double penetration on those Confederate fags.
The Confederate flag, you can do whatever you want to. They don't exist no more.
The show's costing me $350, so you need to really bring your A game.
What did you spend $350 on?
Napier, I'm just saying. You're really going to have to give me $350 worth of enjoyment on this show.
What did you spend $350 on?
I just got a whole new goddamn computer, Napier. Because
you asked me to look at it.
Napier, my old computer wouldn't have been ready in time to do the show. What am I going
to
do?
You told me to come look at your computer.
Napier, you got here 12 minutes after the show started.
I thought you meant after the show.
How am I going to fix my computer 12 minutes after the show started?
You didn't
do
say
the show.
It was broke. You said it was making a
All
noise.
All I'm saying, I'm not trying to guilt you. I'm just saying.
Why didn't you tell me it was broken? I would have come sooner.
You really...
Mike, you're going to make him smoke cigarettes again.
you're really gonna have to really bring your A game, because I need $350 worth of enjoyment out of this show.
Where'd you get that?
You're gonna have to trickle that over like the next 2-3 years.
Financing.
You keep like a tally, like this show I got $20 worth of enjoyment out of.
I hope there's no interest charged on there, because that ain't ever getting paid off.
See, what I'm doing, Travis, is I'm trying to say yes more, is what I'm trying to do.
Oh, you got Windows 10 now.
Yeah. Well, like the Jim Carrey movie.
Exactly like the Jim Carrey movie. Travis, I feel like me and you especially, we're not saying yes enough. We're saying no too much, and it's affecting us. It's making us negative.
Mike,
tell that to the 22 hours of free time I gave to my job this weekend.
You gave 22 hours of free time to your job?
I'm salaried, Napier.
Travis,
what you gotta do is
you gotta say yes to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That I do. I have an entire comic book room to prove it.
You go and you look at your comic book room and you say, this is an extension of me.
Yep. I look on the internet and I say, ooh, that's pretty. Yes. And I click pay now.
You know. So I'm just saying, if you guys throw stuff out there, if the chat throws stuff out there, I'm turning over a new leaf. The answer is yes, you guys. The answer is yes.
Yeah, let's do it. You know, that's a great idea. Whatever suggestions, you like bits, you want some returning content, we got it. Let's do it. We'll do it.
Answer is yes.
We're dancing monkeys.
You know, my favorite thing at work is, Mike?
What?
Every time a person will say to me, oh, well, you know, I did something for them really quickly, and they're like, oh, well, I'm sorry I wasted your time. That seemed really, really quick and easy to do. I tell them, no, you can't waste my time. I'm paid by the hour.
Right.
It's literally impossible for you to waste my time, because either I would be working on somebody else's problem or I'd be working with you. So there's no difference.
In the chat, Liquid Lozenge asked if we're going to do the YouTube kid show Wheelbarrow Full of Richards.
Yes.
Yes. We are.
Of course we will.
It's coming soon.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it's already in production.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Did you want a camera?
We're doing all this stuff.
I got a 1080p camera.
Oh, you do?
Mike has a new computer. It's probably got a pretty sweet webcam built in.
No, it's a desktop.
You bought a desktop?
They ask us if the coot or the butt is going to return. Yes.
Coot or the butt should return. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's happening.
Mike, did you say, go back. Is that a desk? Did you bought a desktop?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Why is that awesome? That's what you buy, right?
For your house, yeah.
Did you have a desktop before?
Yeah. Yes.
That's what you run the show on?
A desktop computer, yeah.
Holy fuck, I did not realize that.
Flat drunk, they're asking for in the chat. That's coming back, yeah, too. Yes. Absolutely. Happening.
No, yeah. Somebody stole that. We can't use it anymore.
The answer is yes. The band, yes. Just recently added to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, they're on. Ultimate Anchor. You booked them as guests and, you know.
Guys, I'll tell you what. I'm starting to feel like this show was worth it. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Austin Burke. He's a musician whose debut EP is coming up in a little bit.
An extended play?
Yeah, it's you know, a couple songs. Country guy.
I love all extended plays.
How are you? How are you doing? You seemed a little down last week. Has your mood improved at all?
No, not at all.
Travis, we're not saying no. Travis? I mean,
yes, my mood is exactly the same as it was last week.
It's all in the phrasing.
They're asking if they can get one of Drunk's dressers. Yes. You'll have to check with Drunk, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Well, we'll have a contest in the next handful of weeks, and we'll tell you the details later.
So how do I get rid of this flag? I guess that's what I need advice on. I need the dickheads to come out in full force and tell me, you know, do your Googles. Find out what I can do with this flag. Where turn should it
into,
go?
Turn it into a poncho. Just cut yourself a head hole and wear it around town.
Or a ninja mask. You know, whatever.
Even better.
Yeah. Turn it into a festive scarf.
It's in bad shape. That's why I'm getting rid of it. I replaced it with a new one. And I think once this one goes to shit, I'm taking down the flagpole stand.
Do you have a grill? Do you have like a grill, like a gasoline grill or a charcoal grill?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I have a fire pit, too.
Well, I was going to say you could make like a grill cover.
A grill cover?
Yeah, you know, you're supposed to, well, you're not supposed to, I don't do it, but they sell grill covers. When they're not in use, you put a cover on it so it doesn't expose it to the elements. You put that flag on top of it. Huh. America protects your grill.
Upcycle it. Cut it into strips, make it into a festive scarf.
Travis was informed, but our listeners weren't. If you listened to the show last week, and we teased that we would have reviews for the new Amy Schumer movie, we don't.
Because
Napier, he was sick.
I got food poisoning.
Hours later, Travis.
I woke up relatively okay. I went to work. I smelled the food that they were cooking in the little cafe that's in my shop. And I smelled it, and I started getting nauseous. And I've never smelled, you know, grilled hamburger and gotten nauseous before. So I tried to carry out my day. 30 minutes in, I went to go take a watery shit. And then 30 minutes later, I took another watery shit.
See,
and
Travis,
I decided to go home and take more watery shits.
I wonder about Napier. See, because Napier is sick always, right? Doesn't it seem like Napier's sick always?
Do I sound healthy?
You need to eat more salads, Napier.
Oh, that's
and I understand that Napier is a very unhealthy guy, but do you think that like he's also kind of like he doesn't understand that sometimes people don't feel good?
Yeah, when you don't.
I mean, like, I don't feel good almost always.
Yeah, when you don't feel good, you
but like
stay
I still
home.
Got shit to do.
Like what shit?
I just go do shit anyway.
Okay, let's say you're throwing up. You know,
I'm not suggesting you should go see a movie when you. But I'm just saying, like in general, like you don't feel good and don't do things like all the time. How often do you call in sick?
About once a month.
You still got a job?
Isn't that a lot, Travis?
How do you still have a job?
Like once a month?
We don't have sick days. We have just blanket paid time off. If you have the paid time off time accrued, you can do whatever you want with it.
You work for the government, right?
So you call in sick, no. And so like you don't take vacation.
There is no vacation.
You
There's
just
no sick
allot
days.
Your days off to be days that you're sick.
Yeah, I just whatever my paid time off is. You can
and
use
they
it
don't
for,
get pissed off when like you call the night before and. And
no, I normally call like an hour before,
and that's fine.
And the next day, they say, "Hey, welcome back."
No, nobody ever welcomes me back.
I mean, like, I can't remember the last time I called in sick. I don't think I do it. Like, if I'm sick, I just like go anyway.
Yeah, I work in a small office building. Like, it's really confined. And if there's like a creeping crud going around, it goes around real fucking quick.
Creeping crud.
Yeah.
You're like, the only person I've ever known in my entire life to have the crud.
Oh, no, it goes around my office. There'll be like six or seven people out at the same time over the same bullshit because people will come into work sick, spread it around to other people because, I mean, it's a small office building. People are going to cough and hack and sneeze, and the building does that recycled air bullshit, so your germs are spreading around the office, and there'll be like a cluster of people.
Do you need do you need vitamin C, something for your immune support?
I don't know. I don't really eat fruits, vegetables, salad. I mean, the most salad I get is on my tacos.
Are you just going to die, like, soon?
You gotta eat a salad.
Lord willing, in the creek don't rise.
Napier, you gotta eat a salad once in a while.
Like I do.
Once.
The wife will get me salad occasionally.
It's not like an appetizer for a full course like fried chicken dinner, though, is it?
No, that my lunch will be a salad, like with ranch dressing.
Okay. You got to at least get some greens in you.
You got to get some greens in you, buddy.
I did. I had a taco today from Taco Bell. It had salad on it.
Oh, you can't eat a taco with salad on it and expect that that's okay.
No, it's fine. Gotta, it was crunchy. It was good.
They're suggesting vitamin D.
Yeah, I work in an enclosed...
Vitamin D's nuts.
baby!
Guys, we're going to go on break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Beep. Hi, I'm Dan Ferraro, and I'm listening to WFOD.
Here is another financial tip from Drunk.
A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush.
This has gone on for days. How do we stop it?
I'm afraid we can't. All we can do is pray that the Mecha Schumer doesn't come this way and ruin everything we love.
Oh no, you spoke too soon! Here it comes! Run, Lenny! Run!
Ain't no use running. I'm tired of running.
But Lenny, the jokes are worse than the destruction! We have to run!
It's all shit anyway! Let's just get it over with!
She's right on top of us, Lenny!
Rawr. My pussy smells like rusty nails, even when I'm not on my period. Rawr. I'm such a whore. My pussy is like throwing a hot dog down an elevator shaft.
Ah! 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 You're so funny and original! Ha! 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 It's working! Try it with me next time!
Rawr! Want to hear me queef? It sounds like the whoosh when you send an email.
Ha! 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 Man, that was so funny! Ha! 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 By God, it's working!
We have to warn the others!
No! No, the others are on their own on this one. If everyone is woke, no one is woke. The Mecha Schumer must be fed.
Rawr. Why are you haters body shaming me? It's because I'm a woman, right?
Dog Eat Dog, strangelabel.com.
I showed up in this little big town. No clue what was going down. Here to find my place and my piece of the dream. I was a poor boy far from home, writing my songs with a voice of my own. I got me a job and the boss man said to me, said, son, let me make it crystal clear. This is how we do it around here. It's yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. If you're wondering who's the boss, I am. At the end of the day, we know how to have a little fun. No excuses and no drama. Treat every woman like she was your mama. Suit up, show up, shut up, and get the job done. Yeah, suit up, show up, shut up, and get the job done. Some money, recorded some songs. I met some people to pass them along. I kept on rocking it. One day I got a call, so I rolled on down the music road with my guitar case and my ball cap on. I sang a few songs and the record man said to me, he said, son, let me tell you, if you want the gig, don't let your head get too big, 'cause round here it's yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. If you're wondering who's the boss, I am.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Our guest tonight is Austin Burke, whose self-titled debut EP will be released May 19th. For more information, go to austinburkemusic.com. Austin, how are you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Travis, you're back. You got a refill.
I am back. Yes, absolutely.
Austin's here. Say Travis, Austin, Travis.
Oh, welcome. Thanks for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
Now, I got a niece that's 3 years old. And yeah. And I know that every time we go anywhere with her, it's this big pain in the ass to get her to put her shoes on. She won't put her damn shoes on, no matter what. Like I understand. I'm not a shoe guy myself. I was accused of being an urban sandals wearer. Austin, you a shoe guy? Or are you known to wear a flip flop or two?
I am. I'm wearing flip flops right now just because I got back from Key West. But you know, here in Nashville, I'm a boot guy. You know, I actually have too many shoes.
So you're wearing flip-flops right now. So, I mean, you're known to wear a flip-flop here and there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But this three-year-old, she won't put her shoes on. So I'm reading Austin's bio, Napier, and it says that at 3 years old, he was singing the national anthem at, like, Phoenix Suns and Arizona Diamondback games and going out there and singing it. And I feel like if I were to try to get a three-year-old to do anything, I can't get her to put her shoes on. How do you get a three-year-old to cooperate? I guess, were you a showbiz kid right from the bat?
Well, I always loved music. And actually, the way I learned the national anthem was, and that's what I sang when I was 3 years old.
Your parents burned you with cigarettes.
Exactly. No, my dad filmed the rodeo in Arizona to try to, you know, because he thought a little kid would like horses, obviously. Every little kid likes horses. So, you know, he filmed the rodeo, and I would watch it back, and I didn't care about the horses. I just listened to the guy singing the national anthem over and over and over to the point where I knew every word. And my parents were just like, wow, how does a three-year-old know every word of the national anthem?
So yeah, that's another thing. I guess you wouldn't be able to read the words. You just have to memorize them from repetition, yeah, and stuff.
Yeah, I guess a lot of kids nowadays know the songs from, like, Frozen or I don't know what movies they're watching. I have a 12-year-old sister. I should know this stuff. But, you know, they know the songs from Disney movies. But I was interested in the national anthem. So that's how I learned it.
So then,
when my daughter was three,
she
could sing the entire Lady Gaga Paparazzi song.
See, exactly. It's just different times, I guess.
No, she just my niece just yells at me to play the Wreck-It Ralph song. Just play the Wreck-It Ralph song.
That was a good movie.
That is a good movie.
Yeah,
good
play the Wreck-It Ralph song. So then after that, you get a gig singing for on the Rosie O'Donnell show.
Yeah. So, you know, I was just a young kid singing the anthem, and it was kind of a phenomenon. I guess I was labeled the youngest person to ever sing the national anthem at a major sporting event. I'm sure there's probably a 2-year-old that has me beat by now, but I was just, you know, Rosie got a hold of the tape, and her producers called my parents and flew me out to LA for the first time. And I sang Friends in Low Places when I was, I believe, 4 years old, and I belted when I got to the chorus. I just literally screamed like a little kid screaming. And so it was a memorable moment on the show. She gave me a guitar and had me back again when I was 7 in New York. So
you look like you're still a fairly young guy. How old a guy are you now?
Yeah, I'm 23.
23.
For those of you too young to know who Rosie O'Donnell was, it was like Ellen DeGeneres.
It was kind of like the Ellen DeGeneres show before the Ellen DeGeneres show, only she didn't dance.
And she used to fling little balls into the crowd, like these little, like, what are they called? The squish balls. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Koosh? Was it Koosh balls?
Yeah, Koosh balls.
I think that's what it was. Yeah, yeah.
So you're a 23-year-old guy. You've been on television since you were like three. Do you have carryover fans? Do you have people that like the 50-year-old housewives that remember you from back then that are like, holy shit, it's that kid. I remember him.
Well, it's interesting. I actually stopped singing altogether when I was 10 years old. I was kind of I was in movies and doing, you know, all the little entertainment stuff that kids did. And Disney actually contacted my parents and wanted me to move out to L.A. to do it, you know, be a Disney kid. So I had interviews all over the place. And I finally I think actually the point which I quit singing was when I wasn't able to have a sleepover with my friend. And I was like, what the heck? You know, I want to hang out with my friends. And I wanted to play baseball. That's really all I cared about.
Just couldn't go outside without people saying, hey, it's a guy from the Rosie show.
So, well, it was just, you know, more so I was tired. I was tired of going to the news stations early in the morning and tired of going all over and singing on the weekends. I wanted to hang out with my friends and play baseball. So I told my dad I didn't want to sing anymore, and he respected that. And basically from the age of about 10 to 19, all I did was play baseball.
Did he really respect that, or did he resent you a little bit because you had some decent paychecks coming in?
Well, no, that's an awesome question, and he actually was disappointed, and I can't imagine how hard it must have been for him, because he used to stand right next to me in the middle of, you know, the Suns games and baseball games. He'd kneel down right next to me and watch me and help me. Sometimes I'd forget the words. I remember one time I forgot the words and he mouthed the words to me so I'd remember. But I know it wasn't easy, and he's told me since then that it wasn't easy, but he's an awesome dad.
This was his shot.
God, that was – I'm sorry. My question was kind of shitty, and that like answer makes me kind of want to tear up, because that's amazing.
Travis, can you imagine it, buddy? You go to work all the time, and then your son has a shot, and he's like, I just want to play baseball and hang out with my friends.
I know. Like
but you're supportive, though, and you're there, and when he's doing it, you're supportive, and you're so proud, and your son's making you proud, but even though he doesn't want to do that thing anymore, you're still proud. I mean...
Yeah, well, and then to throw it all together, when I was 19, I was playing baseball in college, and my dad supported me wholeheartedly, went to all my baseball games, everything, was the biggest fan, and when I was 19 in college, I told my dad, hey, I want to quit baseball, I'm moving to Nashville to go back to do music.
So, you're taking a spin on an emotional roller coaster, Austin.
Yeah, he's an awesome dad, though. He's been very supportive. And
there's people in the chat room saying they think this is pre-recorded. Why would this be pre-recorded, guys? We're live. We're live. Everything you're hearing now is happening now.
I've actually never talked to you guys before. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Hi.
What is the date today, Austin? What's the date?
Today is the God. I don't even know what
it's
date
Monday.
It is.
It's Well, it's 8:42 Central Time.
Yeah, it's 8:41 on the 15th.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, my most important question, and this is probably going to be the last thing I say all night because I just need this question answered. When you were Rosie, did she call you a cutie patootie?
I really think she did. That's so weird you say that. I'm pretty sure she did, because that
was her thing, was cutie patootie thing. And
I have old VHS tapes. Actually, which is really, I still need to get them transferred to DVD, but yeah, I have old VHS tapes of me on Rosie.
So your first single you put out, and it's got close to 2 million streams on Spotify already.
Yeah.
Are people hearing it on Sirius and Shazam in it? How has it gotten so big? I mean, nobody's heard from you since you were 7 years old. How is this happening, Austin?
Yeah, so I moved to Nashville and got plugged in with some amazing writers and an awesome company called Go Long Entertainment. They're an artist development company, and I've just been writing for the last 3.5 years. And back in October, got just some awesome people to get behind me and give me a shot. And it was played on SiriusXM The Highway, like you said, and then. Now it's featured on New Boots and Wild Country on Spotify.
Oh, okay, so it's possibly it's getting Shazammed a lot.
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
I was thinking it was like a Malaysian click farm, but I guess if you're on Sirius, you're getting some spins on there, then you know that Shazam. Shazam's a powerful
Mike, are
tool.
Mike, are you familiar with the Malaysian click farms? Because we could probably use that.
I wish that we had a Malaysian click farm, Travis. We could fake some stuff.
I only have a few hundred followers on Twitter. I could use a few more.
Malaysian click farm. That's awesome.
So it comes out May 19th?
Yeah, May 19th is the official release for my EP. You can actually pre-order it now on iTunes and check it out. But yeah, I'm super excited about it. I've just been writing for the last 3.5 years, and finally I get to kind of show my music to the world. So it's very exciting.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, too, because there's been some dissonance in this conversation. EP stands for extended play. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, it's an old term from, you know, when they had vinyl, from what I've found out, and basically now it just means half of a record. So it's not a full record. It's six songs.
It's not a single. It's more than that. Okay.
Yeah. So it's an accumulation of work. So.
So Austin, you're playing live shows, correct? You're going out there. You're getting on stages. You're playing the guitar. You're getting your music out there. Let me ask you a question. You go out on stage. What do you do with your wallet? Does your wallet stay in your pocket? Do you leave your wallet backstage? Where do you put your wallet?
Oh man, I have for the last few shows, I've actually just kept it on me. But I will say I played a show. I played Whiskey Jam. It's a show here in Nashville, a local show. And I was playing Whiskey Jam, and my manager was like, dude, you got to get your iPhone out of your pocket. Because I have I actually got a new one, but I had the 6 Plus. So it's this giant, it looks like a tablet in my pocket.
Ooh, fancy.
And so, you know, they're like, you got to get rid of that thing. So I no longer am allowed to have my phone, but I do keep my wallet.
You're a country guy, Austin. You're supposed to only have like your chew in your back pocket.
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, I've never chewed in my life. There's a random fact about myself.
Good for you.
I played baseball. Played baseball all, you know, through high school and college, and I've never done that.
Travis, have we had a kept it on him before?
Nope. I was just going to say, Austin is the very first musician that we've talked to, or comedian, that actually keeps his wallet close to the vest.
See, people are very concerned with their shape, but not Austin. Austin could give a shit. He keeps his wallet on. You never know when he's going to get carded.
He's still a young guy, though. I mean,
that's true.
23,
that's true.
He probably still looks pretty good, probably in pretty good shape. The metabolism's still working pretty well for him.
I'm actually kind of freaked out to leave it anywhere. I went through TSA today at the airport, and I hold my wallet through. I don't trust him. I don't know. Oh, I'm weird.
iPhone 6 Plus, TSA, you're a really fancy guy.
Hey, he started off the thing talking about how he just got back from Key West, Travis.
It's ridiculous.
Tired of this guy.
Hey, it was for work. It was a songwriter festival.
I listened to the EP. The song that is your single is not my favorite song. I played a different song. It was
I had Get the Job Done.
Yeah, that's the one I played. That's not your single that's on Spotify, though.
No, that's not my single. That's my favorite too, actually. That's funny you say that. That's the first song I wrote when I moved to Nashville.
Yeah.
And it's still my favorite.
That's all going to be available May 19th, AustinBurkeMusic.com. What's your Twitter, Austin?
My Twitter is Austin P. Burke. My middle name's Patrick, so yeah. Austin P.
Tweet
Burke.
Austin P. Burke. You let them know you heard him here. Austin, thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much. This was awesome.
No
thanks,
problem.
Austin. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys have a good one, all right?
You too, buddy.
Do the same. Thanks.
Thank you.
See, Travis.
I like that guy.
He's an okay guy.
He's a kid.
Sometimes you just got to say yes, Travis.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know what I'm saying?
You're probably right.
Sometimes you just got to fucking say yes. Napier, let me ask you a question. And by the way, that was not pre-recorded. It was a live interview.
Excellent.
We'll let you know if it's pre-recorded. We might not.
You can't tell because I'm never on any of them.
I like that guy. I do. I like them. I wish he would have said.
Yo.
Is the buffet a myth?
What buffet?
The buffet, like in general, you feel like you're getting a whole lot. But certainly there's a limitations to a man. And are you really even getting your money? You're paying for the ability to go get your own food and get as much of it as you want.
Yes.
But you're not really getting away with anything. And the rare person who is really getting away with something, are they really getting away with that much? The buffets are making money is what I'm saying.
You'd have to eat a shit ton of food to, recoup your money. But that's not the point of the buffet. The point of the buffet is you can take whatever you want. If you want extra chicken, you take extra chicken. You want some crab rangoons. You want some delicious stir fry.
The chat room has a crush on this guy.
Keep going.
Talking about how good his voice is, Travis.
I think Napier is going to get to the same point that I would have, is that you take as much as you want. You take one bite, you throw it out and get a new plate.
Yeah, if you don't like it, throw it away.
But you're not getting the value then. You're just saying fuck you to the buffet.
It's not even if you like it, Napier. It's that, you know what? All I wanted was one bite. I also want a bunch of that other shit I couldn't fit on this plate. I'm going to throw all this. I'm going to make this Chinese food restaurant waitress come and pick up this giant plate of food that I'm done with.
But again, Travis, you're not getting a value. You're just saying fuck you to the buffet.
I'm paying $10.99 for the sake of being able to take two bites out of everything and throw it in the trash.
So you're getting satisfaction out of wasting food.
Oh, yes. I would never do that at my home, but I would absolutely do that at some random restaurant.
I guess Liquid has a point in the chat. He says, at a buffet, you pay for variety, not quality. I guess that's true. You are getting a whole bunch of different things that I guess menu, you buy one thing.
You want to be palatable.
When I say this, when I say this, let me be clear with the variety. Is I fill up a plate with the same shit, so I get heaping helpings of the things that I want on my plate, and I'll take one to two bites and leave every bit of the rest of it on there and go up for dinner. I know that I probably will only want one to two bites of this thing, but I will heap it up on my plate like I'm going to eat a shit ton of it. And I do not, and I throw it in the trash, and I do that 3 to 4 times until it's time for that self-serve ice cream.
What do you think, Napes?
I do not. I take a spoonful of this, spoonful of that, whatever, mix it all up, and then, I eat my, couple of bites of whatever. I only get a few bites of whatever. And then I go back for the house-made sushi later. And then I'm full. The point is you're there to enjoy the buffet, not necessarily get your $10.99's worth.
I've been having a lot of stomach problems lately. That's been well documented. I've talked about my stomach problems.
Have you been taking Dookie pills?
And I think that I've come to the realization that it all stems from my... If you give me food, I'm going to eat all of the food, and I'm going to eat it very quickly.
Yeah.
I eat very fast, and I eat all of it. I don't leave food ever. Concepts like full has never applied to me. I just eat all of the food that I'm given.
Well, I look like that.
And I think that a lot of my stomach problems have to do with, me not knowing how to eat correctly. I think that I just eat all of the food and then my stomach hurts because I ate too much food.
It's probably not how much you're eating, but what you're eating. What are you eating?
All of it.
What did you eat today?
All of the food.
What did you eat today?
That Austin guy, he doesn't look like he eats all the food, Travis.
I can't imagine.
No, he's got to sell himself. You don't sell yourself.
That guy probably gets a nice little salad, and he's fine.
Even if he does eat all the food, you have to remember, the kid is still 23 years old. I didn't start getting fat till I was 27, 28. He's got some time.
I was fat at 14.
I think Napier was fatter when he was a teenager than he is now.
Yeah.
Well, he grew into his fatness.
I mean, he's always been a robust gentleman. But I think that he's kind of leveled off a bit.
Nah, I've been combing it better, parted to the side.
You've learned to dress it.
Yeah, I've learned to dress it a little bit better. Put a I got this chin strap going on. You know, that keeps my jawline hidden.
So, I mean, we need to say yes to smaller portions, perhaps. We need to say yes to maybe, exercising some sort of restraint. We probably don't need as much food as we're eating. We could probably survive on much less.
Did you pay for it?
But you know what? You could pay for something smaller, and then it'd probably cost less.
Yeah. I would say at least 50% what I take home goes to food.
It's probably more than that. It's probably... I guess paying to live in your house.
Yeah.
Those are the two main things. Paying to live in your house.
You shouldn't be spending 50% of your fucking budget on food, man.
Dude, I eat a lot.
That's way too much.
I waste a lot of food. I don't eat all of it either.
So much food.
I'm telling you, I'm there with you.
But I mean,
you gotta cut that out.
Like the McDonald's app offers me buy one get one free any sandwich all the time.
You should delete that and go buy a head of lettuce.
And I always get two double quarter pounders with cheese, Travis, because that's the best value. You buy one quarter pounder with cheese and you get a whole nother quarter pounder with cheese or double quarter pounder with cheese free. Yeah. Yeah. So I get two double quarter pounder with cheeses and then I eat the whole thing and then I feel like shit the whole rest of the day.
Yeah, I can't eat that much.
They all do that, and I always feel like I need fries, too, so I eat the two Burger King chicken sandwiches that are 2 for $5, and I get, like, a value fry, and I eat all of it, and I feel like I want to kill myself when I'm done. Like, that, none of that, they're tricking you. Stop it.
But you're tricked by the value, is what I'm saying. You're tricked because you think it's such a good deal. You say, look at that sign for that all-you-can-eat buffet for $10. I could eat $10 worth of food, and you dare yourself to go in there and get your money's worth. But stop it!
My kid.
No, I guarantee you that there are people, you know, they advertise that two Whopper meals for $10. I guarantee you there's, like, individuals that say, oh, if I went to, like, Hardee's or whatever, Carl's Jr., if I went there, I'd be spending $10 on one value meal. So I'm going to go to Burger King, I'm going to buy two value meals, and I'm going to ingest all of that shit.
I would be saving money if I did that.
Now that we're on this fat fuck talk, Travis, I have to tell you about this new sandwich they have at Arby's.
Oh, don't. I want to eat it,
Travis,
already.
It's called Smoke Mountain. Travis, it's ham. And then on top of the ham, they put pork belly, which if you don't know what pork belly is, it's like inch-thick, fatty-ass bacon slathered in barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
And then on top of the pork belly, they put a bunch of brisket.
Ooh.
And then on top of the brisket, they put a piece of Gouda cheese. And then
around
on top
everything else.
Of the Gouda cheese... They put a bunch of onion straws.
Ooh.
Fries. And they'll also do curly fries on the side, too.
And then, you get a meal of it. The meal is $13.
The sandwich is probably $7.50.
And they sent me a coupon that you could get any sandwich free for Mother's Day if you buy a small drink and a small curly fry. So I went in there and I got... Smoke Mountain for $3.50, Travis.
Tell me how it is. How is it?
Travis, it is
probably good.
Fucking good.
Oh, God damn it.
Travis, it's so fucking good.
All of their weird sandwiches are amazing. Like, they're like, they have like those long, they have like that Philly steak, and they have a bunch of other things that are kind of comparable. And every time they bring out a weird sandwich, it's always so good.
That pork belly is just like you're eating like just big globs of barbecued fat. It's so fucking good.
We're all going to die.
It's like, it's disgusting, but it's amazing.
Like, you know, as you're taking a bite, you're like, I shouldn't be enjoying this as much as I am.
Oh my God. And see, I know that they tricked me because I got that one and now it's all I can think about.
And now you're going to go spend $8 on that sandwich again.
13 with the combo meal. It's a $13 combo meal. Hey,
you want curly fries and a Diet Pepsi with that? It's going to be an extra $6.
Right.
God.
Travis is so fucking good. But the thing about an Arby's meal like that is, like, think of how much work it would take to make one of those on your own. I mean, like, I can make a hamburger. Hamburger doesn't take that much time. But, I mean, like, you're slaughtering, like, the entire food chain in that sandwich.
Well, no, you're missing chicken.
Mike, if you plan it out correctly, you can do that at home. You just have to have, like, pulled pork sandwiches, and then you have to have, like, some kind of bacon thing. And then
you can make your own bacon at home. I'm doing it myself.
You gotta go buy a smoker. You gotta get brisket. You gotta get pork belly. You gotta get some ham.
What household doesn't have a smoker?
I don't have a smoker.
You can smoke shit in your oven. You can absolutely smoke shit in your oven. It just like takes
a long time.
You fucking elitist cocksucker.
I have a $40 chimney smoker. This $40.
Nobody had any doubt that the Napier household had a fucking smoker in it.
Travis. Travis, you taking Napier down a peg just now?
No.
It made this show closer and closer to $350 worth.
Well, I wasn't trying to do that. I was just being like affirming. Like,
you calling Napier an elitist cocksucker made me so happy, Travis.
I'm going to go to the grocery store and get me a Lipton Brisk iced tea. I'm going to sip it with my fucking pinky finger up and stare at my goddamn $40 smoker and tip my goddamn monocle and top hat to Travis.
Smokers are only $40?
Yeah, just go get a $40 smoker. It doesn't really matter.
Fuck, you can make a smoker out of a goddamn burn barrel. It's fine.
Yeah, it's a burn barrel. That's all it is. Yeah. With a fucking trap on the bottom.
And I can make brisket?
Yeah.
That's all I want in this world.
I'm telling you, to make that sandwich, all you have to do is plan out your meal plan, because then by day four, you make burgers or whatever the hell you want to put on it, or like just like roast beef, and then it's like all the leftovers you just throw on that goddamn bun.
And then I could just take my lunch to work and it would be so good.
It's so much cheaper, and they're not tricking you into buying a bunch of their bullshit and making you feel bad because of whatever rancid fucking factory they're getting all their fake meat products from. Although Arby's seems pretty legit.
And I just got to avoid being like Napier, Travis. I want there to be days that I don't feel bad.
Yeah, good luck if you're me.
Napier, we can do this. We can live a better life, and then maybe we'll be singing the national anthem at Diamondback games.
Do I sound like a singer?
It's not too late, Napier. The answer is yes.
You cutie patooties.
I'm pretty sure I'll go to my grave not singing the national anthem at a baseball stadium.
The answer is yes.
Oh,
Mike, I don't like your attitude.
And you see by the dawn's early light.
Did you forget the rest?
Keep going.
What so proudly we hail, and the twilight lights gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night night that our flag was still there.
Jose does. Come on. Bring her home. Bring her home, Travis.
He's got a scroll.
That spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the Bruce.
Mike, do you hate it when they do that?
Yes, I do.
Why do you hate it when they do that?
It's low class.
It's not low class.
It's gross.
No, it's festive. It's something.
Just let them sing the fucking song.
Why do you hate that? Why do you hate everything that St. Louis does?
I hate everything everybody does.
No, you hate going to hockey games. You absolutely hate it. You hate the little, home of the Blues. And you hate every time they yell, shoot the goddamn puck.
I hate when the people in the stands yell, shoot.
Mike, how are they supposed
to... You're supposed to end the fucking show like when they used to cut off network television. You know, when they used to do the national anthem and say, that concludes our broadcast for the evening. It was just supposed to be over.
I gotta get out of here. You were done with the song?
Yeah, that song. This is the, see, goodbye. This concludes our broadcast. And then it goes to static.
Well, Napier, do you have anything you want the people to know about? Do you have any picks of the week?
Not really. No.
Travis, that was beautiful, by the way.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I've been working on it. Special show. I knew it was a special show, and I was working on it for a very long time. And I think everybody can tell. So,
So we're gonna say yes more, Travis. We're gonna be yes people. The answer is yes.
I've been watching a lot of Say Yes to the Dress. I think we're good,
guys. We'll be back next week. Thanks for hanging out. Be sure to let Austin Burke know you heard him here. We appreciate all of you. We think you're all very special.
Cutie patooties.
Cutie patooties for sure.
Well, that's my mama.
want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. Have you ever thought to yourself, man, it'd be really great if I could give money to the people who do that thing I like? Well, we made that possible. Go to WFODix.com and find it under the Extras tab. In turn, we'll say thank you at the end part of the show that everyone skips past. But you won't, because you're one of the good ones. You stay till the end. You'll never leave us. Right?
Hope you like the food chain, because Arby smoked it and put it all on one enormous sandwich. Arby's, we have the meat.
This concludes our broadcast day.